Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, deer season is in full swing, my brother. They are running everywhere. You're hearing about them, at least where we are, getting hit with arrows as well as vehicles. But I'm a little amped up because we're going to have a little trip here after the show.
That's right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's kind of hard to talk with hillbilly jerky chewing going on there, isn't it?
That's right. But you know what? I'm blessed that it's here because
You're also lucky because Siciliano's brought us the beer of the week.
Right. Cerveza El Sully. It's a Mexican-style lager. It comes from California, right out by Napa. And it's kind of a light lager, only 4.8% alcohol. You know, our friends at Siciliano's, you know, they were here last week. We featured beer. And I got a couple really nice comments on our Facebook page. But people appreciated the beer education.
Katie Spade.
Right, yeah. She is one expert. And, you know, we love to surround ourselves with experts. And the friends at Siciliano's know beer and wine. You can buy this for $1.99 a can. And you know what? Give it a try. I'm a thumbs up on this one. I like it.
I love it. Right. It goes great with hillbilly jerky from Sobey Meats. And the delivery boy for Sobey's is here, Tim Sobey.
Yeah, thanks for letting me come in for some Mexican beer today, too, and jerky.
You can't do that.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Good to be here.
Yeah, start your Saturday off with a mouthful of meat stick and a Mexican beer.
You know
it's going to be a great weekend, right?
That's a cross between Polish and Mexican. Didn't we have a restaurant like that in Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Jose Babushka?
That was one. Yeah, they're still going, too.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, so it's For the Woodsman grilling guy. That's the guy we're doing the show this weekend for. And the guy that's the woodsman that wants to go up and go to deer camp, go to duck hunting. I'll tell you what, I was at deer camp last weekend. And, of course, we have Whipple Lake right in the middle. And about 8 o'clock, 8:30 every morning, there's all kinds of lakes all around us. And so you'll hear boom, 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 boom.
It's duck season.
Yes, it is. And the duck commanders are out there.
Right.
And there's a lot of duck, I'll tell you. We have a bunch on our lake, and it's a private lake, so that's why there's still a bunch.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a few guys out there busting them probably. How's that do for your deer hunting, though?
Doesn't affect it at all.
Right, exactly. Yep, they're oblivious to it,
yeah.
Right?
I had I put these trail cams. I went to Menards and bought some very cheap trail cams, and they were $39 a piece. And I hung them, and the last couple weekends I've been looking at my photos, and we have a monster on the property.
Yeah, he's big and black, isn't he?
He's big, and Bullwinkle rack, and oh my goodness, I can't wait to get up there this afternoon. When we're done with the show here, I'm taking Jop up for a little Whipple Lake treat.
Man, we're going overnight. We're going to cook on open flames, and we might even get in a deer stand. Who knows?
Well, I'll definitely be in a deer stand. I got five of them waiting for me.
Yeah.
But I will be bringing home a deer this weekend.
Is that right? You're going to jinx yourself, dude.
No, I know where to go if I just want a doe. And I've already scoped out.
Got one tied to the tree or something?
Kind of. I've scoped out a few of the older dominant does up there and know which one I want.
I see.
I can find the right one. You know, they pattern right now. They're not screwed up yet.
No pun intended. It is rut season.
No, it's not. It's not yet. It's we're close, but so they're still patterning. And it's pretty easy. You can just about time them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last weekend I had a fork come in, and he was all scarred up. He looked like he's been in the wrong hood. And I noticed he had a couple doe with him, and he just came wandering through, and he was real sketchy. I'm up in my 22-footer, and He's like right under me, like real sketchy, like something's wrong with this picture. And
smells like Nurmico around these, here.
And I was all cleansed. I was perfect. So he couldn't smell me. But
dude, there is no such thing as you being all cleansed. So, I'm sorry. I'm not buying that.
Okay. Well, I was as scent-free as I probably have ever been. And other than the odorous, you know, gases that might have leaked off.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
But So these two doe came in with him, and they sat down right underneath me, a couple cuties. And then they got up and walked around, and I noticed they had little nubs on their heads. They were twin buttons.
Oh.
So that was pretty funny. I've never had three little bucks underneath me at the same time.
Right.
It's just a little different.
They're all hanging out together, but they were, right?
It's still this time of year.
Right.
So the little guys are just learning.
Yeah. So, you know, Tim Sobey's here from Sobey Meats joining us, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and we're going to cover a lot of stuff as we go through this. But one of the things that a lot of people do is with their venison is, to me, they don't let venison be venison. They try to doctor it up so much and cover it up with so many spices or marinades or whatever to try to take the gaminess out of it. And I guess you can do that, but in my opinion, you're eating venison, you want that venison flavor. If you don't like it, don't eat it. It's all good.
That's a timely comment, because what I'm going to talk about next is a marinade for backstraps.
I'm good like that. I'm good like that, yeah.
And here's where I'll part company from you. There are times when you've shot a larger, older buck, and they're going to have a little bit, maybe less sweet meat than you want. And you'll know it right off the bat if you cook a little up, and if it's like, well, that's just not as good as the 3-year-old doe I shot last year. So in that case, yeah, you're going to do a little bit more to doctor up your meat. So there's a marinade you can use for backstrap. It's really simple. And it's buttermilk, eggs, pepper, and kosher salt. And you just slice up your backstrap kind of thin.
Into like steaks?
Yep, chops. And I think chop would be the proper term, wouldn't it?
Yep.
It's a chop. And you marinate it for 3-4 hours in this buttermilk.
And so, Tim, what does that do to the meat? The buttermilk and the salt I get is a cure, but what is?
Yeah, and that you're going to displace the blood with, I'll say, the qualities of that buttermilk.
Okay.
So it's going to extract that, I'll say, that gaminess of the blood. As it's pulling in, something's got to give. So as
you're
pulling that buttermilk in, blood's coming out.
So there's an enzyme in buttermilk, too, right? I mean, all milk has enzymes in it. Is that breaking that down a little bit, maybe, too? I'm not the scientist to know that.
I don't know. I just know that it's a
it's an
ancient Chinese secret.
Right, yeah. Wait a minute. We just had cerveza a second ago. Yeah. Now we're already over Chinese man. This is
thing.
A world tour of the grilling guys, yeah.
La Choy Mei Chinese food.
So I don't know. what buttermilk does, but I think Jop's on the right track there. There are enzymes in buttermilk more so than like a lot of other milks.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that fermenting process, so there's got to be.
And butter fats, real quickly, Hillhoff, they have organic milk non-pasteurized. And they were just in yesterday to deliver and talking about that. And the healthy fats in buttermilk is going back to old school.
And who came in from Hillhoff?
My cousin Connie.
Connie?
Yep.
Well, you know her husband, William.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I shot my first buck on their farm.
Oh, did
they're
you?
My
wonderful
old family
people.
They're my old family friends.
Oh, nice.
And Connie's your cousin.
Yes.
I was at, I stood up and, no, I
that's stand. Way too close to being related to Bob.
I didn't.
Tim, man. Wow.
He's jealous. You can just see it.
Yeah.
It's okay. You still get to go to deer camp.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about deer cleaning basics. You're not going to want to miss this because it's coming from the expert guy that's nickname is Meat. So stick with us. We'll be back.